It's Rod Chair Sean again. It is 1:18 p.m. on the 7th of September 2023, and today is a Thursday. I think on the Peloton, I forget who was the instructor today, but the Peloton is great. What I really like about the Peloton, you know, like, exercise is necessary for everybody. No matter what, if you're in a wheelchair, if you just have control of your arms, whatever you have control over, exercise is very necessary. And I've spent a long time, you know, since like I was 30, you know, in my mid 40s now, like going to various gyms. I went to Snap Fitness, Anytime Fitness, LA Fitness. LA Fitness has really cool lockers. And the LA Fitness that I was at had a, like, I think a half court basketball gymnasium and a swimming pool also. So, and a biking room. That was pretty cool. But what I like about the Peloton is that it's right there in my house, so I don't have to drive to the gym. And that saves a lot of time right there. There's absolutely no excuse. Just get on it and, you know, like, get it done and then get off it and then take a shower. So, I mean, exercise is necessary, but I want to cut out all the crap that's involved, all the traveling that's involved, all the excuses. Just want to cut all that out. Right now, I've been voluntold. I love that term. I heard go to this place, Poby's place, that's where the vegetable stand is. I've been voluntold to get a watermelon. Voluntold is hilarious to me. It's what you're, you know, like when I used to work at a job, boss are always like, can you do this? Can you do that? If you answer no to anything that they ask you, can you do? If you answer no to that, they will make your life miserable. So you're much better off just doing whatever they ask you to do. Sometimes you can tell them sometimes what they're going to ask you. You can't tell exactly what they're going to ask you, but you can tell that, you know, they're going to ask you something. So you can go to the bathroom or whatever and avoid that. So right now, this is the vegetable stand that I've been voluntold to go to get a watermelon. Not a big watermelon, but one that's like about the size of a bowling ball. So I'm going to get that, and then if I get that, I see the watermelons here. That watermelon looks too big though, but I don't know. But if I get a watermelon here, I'm going to bring it straight back to the house. And right now I'm in Ellington, and that is 301 Boulevard there that I just pulled off of. So I got the watermelon that I was voluntold to get. Actually, it was pretty easy. I wish everything was that easy. I went in there, I was like, how much for, because they had watermelons in two different places. They had big watermelons, and then they had watermelon about the size of a bowling ball. When I say a bowling ball, I mean a bowling ball that we use in the South, a full-size bowling ball, not one of those little bowling balls like they have up north. Thursday still, September 7th, 2023. Now it's 3 o'clock p.m. I have the drone ready to go again, and I'm headed to what they say is the highest point in Manatee County. There's like this business building over there, and there's a parking lot across the street from it. I've already scooped it out. And, you know, like, as I drove past it several times, I'm like, I want that building. So, what better time than now? So, that's where I'm headed right now. So, that was the exit 224-301 that I was on. And the exit that I'll be taking is State Road 64. Exit 220. State Road 64 turns into Manatee Avenue. So all the way out there, like, really the only thing that I know about it, this place, is that it has a red light camera, which I hate. So that worked out pretty good. I got the drone back, I got the footage that I wanted, and nobody got injured. So now I'll pack up the drone and put it in the hatchback behind, underneath the hatchback, between the hatchback and the spare tire, and I'll go driving out. I'll only get one ride, but one big ride.